Secret Life of Kenneth Williams with Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Caroline Bexton, and Leslie Hedditch. Chapter 6, The Wooden Horse. And here's the man who reveals all, Mr. Kenneth Williams.
I've had such a job getting here today. There's been a big women's liberation rally outside. They've diverted all the traffic, being nosy, aren't they? Saying, listen to what they were saying. This woman speaker, she said, "Ladies, you are being exploited by men. You are mere sex symbols." Well, anything with sex in it, you know. I had to listen, you see. She said, "Away with the shackles of our oppression. When I give the word, everyone off with your bras." Well, one of the biggest flops I've ever seen. Honestly, I tell you, interest sagged after that. Definitely, so I left them to it. I told you, didn't I, about the trouble we have with the BBC over the tone of the programme. Well, this week they made us submit our story to the censor in advance. This is what he said about it.
"It is a beautiful story and contains nothing to give offence to the most fastidious listener."
So we tore it up and did another one. Well, I've got my reputation to consider. Yes, well, this week's episode starts on a sad note. Maisie had had a bereavement in the family. All right, Maisie. I realise you've got to give expression to your grief, but this is going on too long.
Oh, why do the best have to go first, Kenny?
Oh, I don't know.
He was one of nature's gentlemen. Oh. Never said a word in anger or ran anyone down. Oh, why did he have to die?
He's only a rotten goldfish.
He was my little Joey. How would you like to lose your little Joey?
I'd hate it.
Did you give him a good send-off, Kenny?
In accordance with your wishes, Maisie, he was buried at sea.
Oh, thank you.
I flushed him down the loo. Don't worry, Maisie. He's up there now in the big aquarium in the sky.
Oh, I keep forgetting in my own grief, Kenny. You've had your share of disappointment this week.
What you on about?
You tried not to betray your feelings, but your tear-stained pillow tells its own story.
Tear-stained pillow? Oh, the hot water bottle burst on it. True.
You
true.
Keep up the pretense if you like, but Maisie knows. I found this under your pillow when I made the bed.
Give it to me.
No. I'll read you what it says. Oh. "Among the specially invited guests at last night's Royal Garden Party was Sir Charles Prattle of the Foreign Office, seen here exchanging a merry quip with Her Majesty. With Sir Charles is Henry Tompkins, his personal assistant, and Miss Dawn Gibbs, his secretary."
Oh, is that what it says? I haven't really given him much attention. I never bothered.
Mention of you, is there?
I could have gone, only...
Only they didn't invite you.
No, oh, they'll come soon enough, don't worry, when they've got a case for me.
Yeah, when it's so rotten no one else wants it. Mm. When there's dirty jobs to be done, they can't get hold of you fast enough. Mm. But when it comes to royal garden parties, you're like a crack chamber pot, not fit to be brought out in front of company.
Oh, that's right. Like an old pair of knickers. Oh, I've done a rotten job and done it well, in spite of many ups and downs. Oh,
I shall tell that Sir Charles Prattle. If I'm not considered socially acceptable, then I don't want to do any more work for him.
Prattle? Oh, hello, Harry. Sorry I haven't rung you before, but as I was saying to the Queen, one gets so much paperwork. Yes, the Royal Garden Party. Oh, you saw my picture. Yes. Yes, well, one does one's best to avoid publicity, of course, but oh, the Queen insisted. Oh, I must go. Boy, my other phone. It might be the palace. Yes?
Mr. Williams is here, Sir Charles.
Oh, damn. You haven't told him I'm in, have you?
Yes, she has.
Oh. Williams, what a pleasure to hear your voice. Do come in.
Sir, don't forget you're seeing Guy Ridley of the Home Office in 15 minutes. From the way he spoke on the phone, he could well have some work for us.
Yes, Tompkins, I wonder what's that all about. Come in. Oh, Williams.
Sir Charles.
Oh, get up. Oh, stop. Charles. Get up. Get right. up, Williams. Right. Take a chair.
Where?
Do you know? As I was only saying to the Queen the other day, what delightful weather we're having.
Enjoyed yourself at the Royal Garden Party, I hope.
They get better every time.
And Tompkins and Miss Gibbs.
They were enthralled.
All the important people were there then. Only the riff-raff left behind, the dregs. Oi, polloi, the undesirable residue.
Oh, my dear.
Thank
hello,
you.
My dear. Hello. You're not put out that you were not invited, are you?
Well, me, I wouldn't go to one of those do's if you paid me.
No. Excuse me, Mr. Charles.
Yes?
Mr. Ridley from the Home Office.
Oh, my dear guy.
Good morning, my dear fellow.
You know, I was only saying to the Queen yesterday, it's ages since I've seen you.
Yes, the royals have asked Joan and I down to Sandringham this weekend, just a quiet party for their intimate. Will you be going?
No, I thought I'd give it a miss.
Well, if you'll excuse me, Sir Charles, the Queen said she might pop in on her way back from shopping.
Oh, no. Don't go, Williams. No. This is Kenneth Williams, one of my top men, Guy.
I dare.
Kenneth Williams.
Hmm.
Any relation to that vulgar little comedian on the wireless?
I am that vulgar little comedian on the wireless.
Well, then...
Kick me as you pass. Rude.
Well, tell us about this job you want us to do, Guy.
Well, does the name Boris Bakayev mean anything to you?
I don't go in much for pop singers.
Pop singers? Boris Bakayev is the leading dancer with the Smirkovian Ballet Company. Lovely mover.
Really?
The lallies, the biceps. You should see a ripple.
Can't say I go much for ballet either. Oh? No matter where I sit, I can never hear a damn word they're saying.
Oh. Well, you see, Bakayev is Smirkovia's showpiece dancer, the pride of the Eastern Bloc's cultural division. He's come to us for political asylum.
No.
That's a smack in the eye for the Reds.
Yes. We called a press conference for Monday to release the news to the world. Only
what?
Bakayev has disappeared. Oh. We've lost him.
Very careless, Ducky. Very careless.
But of course, we know where he is.
Where?
With the Smirkovian embassy. One of our chaps saw a car tearing in there with the blinds drawn. One of the blinds flew up. It was pulled down again quickly, but not before he recognized Bakayev inside.
So they've kidnapped him.
Yes.
Ooh.
And we want him back.
Well, I'm sorry for you, old boy, but we've got far more important work to do than bailing out damn long-haired ballet dancers.
My chief's had a word with your chief.
Oh.
And your chief said you'd be delighted to help. Do your best to pull it off, old son. Give us something pleasant to talk about at Sandringham this weekend.
The Smirkovian embassy there, Williams.
Oh, it looks impregnant.
Impregnable, you
fool. Sorry, impregnant.
Like a fortress. There'll be an incident there one of these days. You mark my words. Those guards are armed, and they're trigger happy.
Well, how do we get near enough to have a good look without attracting the attention of the guards?
Well, put into operation plan 3.
Listen, supposing any of my friends should see me.
Yeah, no time for arguments. Now, all together. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'll be loving you
always.
Yes, you, Governor. Thank you, Governor. Thank you, Governor. Always. You're on top. Thank you very much, Governor.
Always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I can see a gap in the hedge.
Always.
Just over there.
Oh, magnanimous, Governor. Thank you, but
half a stinking new pen, so I could mind to stick it right up.
William, take a solo toilet.
Right, sir.
Do you think you could squeeze through that gap?
I should think so.
Yes, sir. Tompkins and I will cover you.
Not for just an hour.
Ready, Williams?
Yes.
Not for just a day.
Get ready.
Not for just a year.
Now, Williams.
Bye.
Get me out! What's the matter?
It's a wolfhound. Get it go, you brute.
Well, roll him over and tickle his tummy.
Tickle his tummy? Here, you must be choked. Put me down, you rotten dog.
The guard's coming, so shall we leave him?
You dare. Don't go.
Now grab his arms and pull.
He's tore my trousers.
Yes, well, there's no time for that. No hasty exit, chaps. One, two, three, four.
Goodbye.
Miss Gibbs shouldn't be long, Mr. Williams.
I hope not. There's a draught from that keyhole going right through me. Goes in one end and out the other.
I've patched your trousers as best I can, Mr. Williams.
Oh, thank you very much. To sit where those fingers have been is... Oh, joy unbounded.
I'm afraid I'm not much good with sewing, and the patch isn't a very good match.
Oh, I don't know. Red goes very well with the blue serge, I always think. Besides, I can always keep my overcoat on.
I'll leave you to put them on.
That dog do any damage, Williams?
Another eighth of an inch, and I'd have been in serious trouble.
Well, we've tested the enemy's defenses and found where he's strong. Now, I think we're all agreed that orthodox entry would be hazardous, even if possible.
Agreed.
Therefore, we must use our brains, gentlemen. Or rather, I must use mine. Now, to get inside a heavily guarded position, they had a similar problem in history, the Siege of Troy. Remember it?
A bit before my time, Daphne.
Now, the Greeks took Troy by hiding inside a wooden horse.
Ah, that's right. And after the Trojans dragged the horse inside their gates, the Greeks poured out through a trapdoor in its belly. Must have looked horrible sight from a distance.
Yes. Well, that's the way we're going to get inside the Smokovian embassy.
Well, inside a dirty, great wooden horse? I've never heard anything so ludicrous.
Yes, when you've quite finished, Williams. What familiar object do people put outside their houses and then take in?
Oh, no, you're not dressing me up as a tomcat.
I am referring to the ordinary common or garden household dustbin. We put our bins outside. Now, the Smerkovians are no exception. Tonight, they put their bins out to be emptied. Tomorrow, they will take them in with a man hidden inside.
I won't do it. I think I plumb rock bottom with every job I do for you. But you always manage to come up with something worse. There's not a bit of my body that hasn't been exposed to public gaze, drawn by sex-mad women, or sniffed at by meat-hungry dogs. All this I have borne with a patient shrug, for sufferance is the badge of all my tribe. Sufferance! You call me misbeliever, cutthroat dog, and spit upon my Jewish gabardine. And others, when the bagpipes sing in the nose, cannot contain their urine for affection.
He's gone too far now, sir.
Yes, pack it in, Williams.
I was quoting from the divine works of the sweet swan of Avon, the immortal bard, whose golden needle of eloquence has embroidered a mighty canvas of such richness, inspiration, and jewish shimmering beauty that us mere mortals can but regard it in humble, nay, awe-struck gratitude.
Get messed up for a dustbin, would you? I've got the exact details to work out. Now, what's the matter, Williams? Lift up his lid, Tompkins. I can't hear a word he's saying.
Right, sir.
Must you bump me up and down them steps like that? It don't half hurt.
Well,
I've had an operation, you know.
You must be prepared to suffer some minor inconvenience.
Well, give me hiccups, and then me lid will keep jumping up and down.
If all you can do is complain, I'm putting the lid back on. Now, don't dawdle, Tompkins. Up your end.
And up yours, sir.
I beg your pardon?
Up your end, sir.
Let's get him into the car.
I think that's about right, sir.
Good. Williams.
I can't come out to play today. No.
Cut out the jokes. You are now outside the Smokovian Embassy. They take the bins in tomorrow morning around 7 o'clock. It's now,
11:15, sir.
Yes. Well, the time will soon fly. We've bored an air hole in the side, so you'll be all right.
Very badly placed air hole, as that dog has just proved. Right, but you, we are feeling ill.
Well, anyway, we can't hang about chatting. The guard will be round in a minute. So good night.
No.
And good luck. Who's that?
Oh, it's you, Igor.
Jumpy this morning, comrade.
All night long I'm hearing things. The strangest noises from the dustbins.
Cats, comrade.
Do cats snore?
Snore? You have been on duty too long, my friend. Come, I will give you a hand to get the dustbins inside. Then you can rest.
Listen.
It's coming from one of the dustbins.
Miss Gibbs. Put them away. Oh, they're driving me mad.
Is that a cat?
Oh, what's that? Hold me an alarm clock. Oh, where is it? It won't switch off. Oh, pack it in. Like Westminster Abbey bell tower in here. What's the time? 6:30. I'll just poke my head out carefully, see if the coast is clear.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Oh. What are you doing in there?
Sanitary inspector, sir. Just checking up on your dustbin. Inside measurement 36 inches, roughly the same as the outside. Just give me a hand out, will you, sir? Now, the lid. Hold it, would you? There's a good, clear note. Congratulations, you keep an excellent dustbin. I'd keep your dog away from it, though, if I were you, sir. Rust is your dustbin's worst enemy. Good day to you, sir. All the best.
Good day.
Of all the stupid, half-witted, numb-fumbling nincompoops...
Circumstance may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
But an alarm clock! What on earth did you want an alarm clock for in a dustbin?
Might I offer a little suggestion, sir?
Well, if it's as stupid as the dustbin one, I don't want to hear it.
Show Sir Charles that plan, Miss Gibbs.
Well, as you can see, Sir Charles, this shows all the below-ground services to the embassy. Mr. Tompkins feels it might be possible to attack from below.
Oh, the soft underbelly.
Some people are sex mad.
Really, Williams?
Winston Churchill said it.
We must attack this off the exit, underbelly. All of Europe will like a beacon.
Yes, well, he may have done, but you don't have to repeat it. Now, carry on, Tompkins.
Well, sir, the main sewer runs right under the embassy, and there's an inspection manhole leading to the inner courtyard.
You're not suggesting that we send a man in through the sewer?
Why, yes, sir. I thought it was right up Mr. Williams Street.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Tompkins. No, there, sir. But we won't be availing ourselves of Mr. Williams' services anymore. Good day.
The end of the world.
Humiliation to be told you're not wanted, that you're not good enough.
You're good enough for me, Kenny.
Master usefulness.
Oh, that's not true. There's bits of you that haven't even been used yet.
Yes, I'll prove to him I'm a man.
Prove it now, yes. Kenny. Prove it now.
I'll show him.
Show me, Kenny, me.
Maisie, would you do something for me?
Oh, anything you like, Kenny. Anything you like.
I can go in there and get that ballet dancer out all on my own. I don't need them.
You don't need anyone.
We'll do it tonight, Maisie. You and I.
Oh, if only we were both talking about the same thing.
It won't be very nice, Maisie. It means going through the sewer.
A woman will go through anything for the man she loves. Oh, the sewer? You might see my little Joey.
I hope not.
Being at the seaside.
Yes, I think I know the resort you mean.
You look smashing in your bathing trunks.
You really think so?
I always say clothes hide a person's defects, but put him in bathing trunks and his good points become apparent.
That is true. Here, we turn left here.
Here, slow down. I'm getting out of breath.
I haven't breathed in once as we come down here.
Ooh. Let's just rest for a minute, then we can eat our sandwiches.
Sandwiches? Lentil sandwiches down here.
Yeah. You know, in a way, it's quite romantic, isn't it? Put me in mind of a tunnel of love.
Oh, how'd you do it? Up your ear holes in sewage, Mr. Fitzpaste. How'd you do it? Up your ear holes in sewage and munching a fish. Oh. How'd you do it? Up your ear holes in sewage and munching a fish paste sandwich. Oh. And nevertheless, and your passion still at white heat. Oh, get on.
Well, it takes a lot to dampen my ardor.
You wait till it gets a bit deeper. Come on. We're underneath the Russian embassy. Now, look. There's slices of lemon floating alongside the TV. Now, the Smirkovian embassy next.
Oh, look. There's a ladder going up.
Good girl, Maisie. That's our exit. That manhole. I'll go first.
Mind that nail.
Oh, has my bathing trunks gone for a burn?
Here, I'll shine my torch.
Don't you notice thing? I should find something to wear in the embassy. Now, shut your eyes and reach up your hand. Oh!
Well, I only want to pull myself up.
Not with that, you don't. Oh. You've nearly dislocated my little finger. Here. It's coming. Oh, it's off.
Yeah.
Right. Right, here we are. Come on, out.
Oh. What's that horrible smell?
Nice fresh air. You'll get used to it. We're inside the courtyard. Now to get inside the building.
Here, there's an open window. Look there.
Now, I have to be careful. They've got wolfhounds roaming the place. Sir Charles Prattle says I should turn them on their back and tickle their tummy and they'll do whatever I want.
Well, if the dogs won't, I will, Kenny.
Oh, get down the manhole.
No, I'm coming with you.
No, you're not. Oh. You be ready to open that manhole cover again when I come back, with or without Boris Bakayev. Looks like a bedroom. I must find something to wear. What's in this drawer? Bra, black stockings, knickers. Or ladies' bedroom, I hope. Oh, look. A mirror on the ceiling over the bed. What a stupid place to put it. Wouldn't half crick your neck when you comb your hair. No, I've got a marvellous body, haven't I? Never seen it from that angle before. Oh, someone's coming. I can't
can't get out that way. The bed. Under the bed.
I know he's in here. Where is he? Where is your lover?
I have no lover.
Am I a fool? It is the talking point of the embassy. Come out, wherever you are, so that I can tear you limb to limb.
Oh, haven't you done enough damage? There is already one poor devil in the casualty ward with broken arms and legs because of your blind jealousy.
He was your lover who had climbed a ladder to your bedroom to possess you.
He was the window cleaner.
In your bedroom?
He was wetting his chamois.
There is someone under the bed.
It must be the cat.
Olga, we have no cat. What was that? There's someone in the wardrobe.
It was from the kitchen.
The kitchen? We shall see. I shall start with his little finger.
Oh, he's not safe here.
I'll try the wardrobe.
No room will fill up. Try the cupboard. I was right. It was not in the kitchen. It was the bedroom.
Oh, it's coming back. Move over.
No, we shall see you is under the bed. A few jabs with my sword stick. So. Oh, there is no one there.
I hope you are now satisfied.
I will be, my own dear one, when I have searched the wardrobe.
Excellency.
I'm busy, Ivan.
Moscow is on the phone, Excellency.
Oh, I see. Right, I am coming. We will continue this interesting conversation when I return, my love.
Quick, Boris, come out, he's gone.
Good evening.
You are not Boris.
No, he's not Boris. Two men at a time in the wardrobe now. Hey, not enough to deceive your husband, now you're deceiving your lover.
Boris, believe me, I have never seen him before.
Is Boris a child, a naked man in your bedroom, and you've not seen him before? He is the night shift reporting for duty, I suppose. Your husband in the morning, Boris in the afternoon, and this at night.
Don't drag me into your petty domestic quarrels. I've got bigger things to think about.
Then put some clothes on.
Wait a minute. Boris? Your name's Boris?
That's right. Boris Bikayev.
The ballet dancer?
You have heard of me, eh?
I come here to rescue you. We thought you were being held prisoner.
A prisoner? A prisoner of love, eh, Olga? Oh. We met when I was dancing at your convent garden. Oh. Olga saw my entrechat and fell in love with him.
I'm not surprised.
My husband will be back in a minute, Boris. You must go.
But as we found, my love, it is impossible to get out of here.
I can get you out.
You can? Then you're my friend for life. Olga, my clothes.
Olga, I'm back.
No time for clothes. Come on.
Farewell, Olga. Farewell.
Brilliant, William. Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, thank you, Charles. Thank
Yes. All right, so open tiny. Another window, Tompkins. That sewer smell certainly lingers. A first-class piece of work, my dear fellow.
There's no flies on me.
No, but you can certainly see where they've been. Now, as a little reward, Miss Gibbs has something that might interest
you. Oh, it's worth going down a sewer if that's waiting at the end of it.
Boris gave me two tickets for the ballet, Mr. Williams. Would you like to go?
There's an hors d'oeuvre for the main meal to follow, monsieur. I'd love to. It'll get my appetite all set up.
Wonderful. Then Maisie will have someone to go with.
Maisie?
Yes, Kenny. Oh, take me. I'll satisfy your appetite. Anytime you like.
No. Well, we went to the ballet, Maisie and me. Those men dancers in their figure-hugging tights.
Ooh.
Well, we were in the front row. We had to keep ducking. And that Maisie showed me up terrible. She kept asking the man in front to sit down. And he was the conductor. Oh, poor devil. He was only trying to wave his baton.
When are you going to wave yours at me, Kenny? Kenny, I'll keep in time.
Blimey, it's her again. Juicy Lucy, I'm off. See you next week. Bye.
That was Kenneth Williams, Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Caroline Blakiston, and Leslie Heritage in The Wooden Horse. Also involved were Douglas Blackwell, William Fox, Martin Friend, Ronald Herdman, Miriam Margulies, and David Valla. The Secret Life of Kenneth Williams is written by R.D. Wingfield. The script's edited by Jerry Jones, and the series produced by Keith Williams.